While at least one Pennsylvania school district wants to allow teachers and staff to be armed, other districts are taking different approaches to school safety. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, armed school officers, practice lockdowns, and tip lines to raise red flags are some of the measures districts are taking to keep schools safe.
John Lovett is a retired police officer and the school safety coordinator at the St. Mary's Area School District. It's a typical day at the high school in Elk County, Pennsylvania, and students stream down the halls during a break.
I've even helped them with their homework on occasion, depending on the subject, though.
Lovett's job is helping keep the students safe. As part of that, he carries a taser and a gun, and he helps train the schools on what to do in an emergency, including a possible intruder.
We have a lockdown procedure called ALICE, and it's alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. Back in the old days when we had a security alert, intruder drill, so to speak, we went into lockdown, which means everybody barricaded in place, locked the doors.
Now, some barricade in place and others evacuate, depending on the situation. Superintendent Brian Toth says you may never be truly ready for an emergency.
But I think that having the practice experience of doing something prepares you a bit better. And in the past, too, John has, on an in-service day, brought in a gun and shot blanks so that teachers know what it sounds like to hear a gunshot in the school.
And know what gunpowder smells like. Like many school districts, St. Mary's has stepped up its safety measures in recent years. That includes improving communications with parents, increasing mental health services for students, and a check-in for school visitors. They first get buzzed in, then wait in a secured area while staff run their driver's licenses against national criminal databases. One thing St. Mary's is not looking at doing is allowing teachers and staff to carry guns.
We're not here to create a fortress. We're here to do our best to keep kids safe. I don't think with a teacher with a gun on them is going to make it any safer than what we have now. Teachers are here for the purpose of instructing students, guiding students, and connecting with students so they have a positive learning experience. I don't see how any of them carrying a gun is going to enhance any one of those things.
Technology teacher Angie Catalone agrees. She says while school safety is a growing concern, she likes what the district has in place, including the training.
It was very much made known that it was a practice, and they explained it thoroughly. So it just gave us a good idea of what could happen or what would be happening, what it would sound like, and what we would need to do.
In the Tamaqua Area School District in Schuylkill County, the board approved a policy allowing teachers and other employees who get special training to carry firearms in school. But the board suspended that policy after the Teachers Association and a parent group sued the district, saying the policy violates state law. Adam Skaggs is chief counsel at Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. That organization does not think what the Pennsylvania district did is legal or a good idea.
You're talking about putting someone with significantly less training, significantly less experience in that situation. The idea that they are going to be able to save the day, I think, is just simply not something that's going to be effective.
The Bald Eagle Area School District in Center County just hired its first school police officer. The decision came because the state police closed the barracks that were literally next door to the district administration and across the street from an elementary and the middle and high school.
Our responsibility starts when they step on the bus until they step off and walk in the front door of their house.
Jeff Miles is superintendent. He's heard mixed feelings on whether people other than officers should be allowed to carry a firearm.
As long as someone has that background and has had the training, I am not opposed to it.
He says the district isn't ready to go that route now, but he expects other districts will down the road.
It's hard to say what someone's going to do or how someone's going to react to a situation. And so I think that's the biggest concern, having that background and having that training that you're sure this is how that person's going to react.
Lacey Wallace, an assistant professor of criminal justice at Penn State Altoona, says another challenge is a lack of research about which policies work. One big reason is a lack of federal funding.
So we're basically passing in various states policies and laws and other things that sound good and sound like they might work, but we don't actually know if they will.
Wallace says although a lot of school crime has gone down, the incidents tend to be more severe.
What we are seeing, though, unfortunately, are these incidents where a lot of people are killed at one time. And that is unusual compared to years past, where a school shooting might result in two or three deaths. Now we're seeing incidents where it's a lot of kids who are injured or killed all at one time.
Wallace says one thing some schools have done that can help is reach out to local law enforcement. Police can go through the buildings and find out what would make them more secure. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.